Hey, welcome back to the Boxless Nutshell. I'm your host, James Arthur, and I have a special episode for you. I'm going to start a series called Devotionals with Dash. That's my son's middle name. We're not going to tell you his first name just to prevent some self-doxing, but this is Dash. Dash, say hello.
Hello.
He's 8 years old and has been part of a lot of the stuff that I've been sharing with sending him to private school and then back to public school, and been a little bit more of a struggle with for my daughter because of the diabetes and stuff. But Dash just had some experiences himself where he had some friends at the private school but was also happy to go back to the public school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do today, so we'll see where this goes, right? This is the first attempt, but we are going to get into this devotional called You Can Trust, 100 Devotionals to Answer Your What Ifs for Boys by Katie Boatman. So let's do it. Ready? Ready, Dash?
Yeah.
Okay. Question one, what if I have a lot of questions? Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and incomprehensible things you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Like all kids, your mind is full of questions. You have questions about how the world works. You have a lot of what if questions. You have questions about God. Maybe you have questions about what's going to happen this coming year, or perhaps your questions are about why certain things happened in the past. God is not scared of all the questions you have. In fact, he welcomes them. Just as a soldier has questions for his commander about what his task is, you have questions for God, and that is completely fine. Following God requires trust, and God works in big ways that our human minds sometimes can't understand. That is true for adults, too. You can ask God anything you want. The best resource we have is the Bible, which is God's Word. It's like your manual for life. You will find a ton of answers and examples when you read the Bible. Don't be intimidated by how long it is. It's full of stories of how God kept his word, his purpose for your life, and what he's promised for all the days ahead. You won't find every answer to every question in the Bible, but you will discover what God has chosen to reveal about himself, humanity, and life itself. The more you study it, the more truth you'll discover. Just ask any grown-up who's been a Christian for a long time. Don't allow these questions to keep you from getting to know God. Try writing them all out on paper and then praying about them. Bring them all to God. Your questions about the world, your future, and your family, even if you don't get an answer, he has a plan. The Bible shows all of us that God has never failed, and he won't fail you either. You can trust God. And then at the end, it has this part that says answer, and then it'll have a summary. God doesn't get annoyed by your questions. In fact, he loves them. Your curiosity is welcomed, and he wants to hear all about it. Okay, so what do you think, Dash? So we're looking at this, questions. Anything stuck out to you? What if I have a lot of questions?
Not really, because I kind of forgot some of the questions.
You forgot some of the questions? Well, this says, here, let's go back to the answer. God doesn't get annoyed by your questions. In fact, he loves them. Your curiosity is welcomed, and he wants to hear all about it. So curiosity is what? Do you know what that is?
Curiosity.
Here, sit up a little so they can hear you.
Curiosity is like when you kind of... I forgot how to explain it.
Okay. What if I told you curiosity was sort of like the question?
Your imagination.
Okay. But it's also part of the questions, right? Curiosity means you have a lot of questions. That's kind of what it means. It's really that simple. When something happens and you see it or you hear it, you might go, I'm curious about that. I don't know. What was that all about? What does that mean? So, you know, something like that, right? I'm curious. I need more information. Kind of like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when this says God doesn't get annoyed by your questions and he loves them and that your curiosity is welcomed, right? So that you're going to God, God, I got a lot of questions. I don't understand some stuff. How does that make you feel? Like, do you feel like you have a lot of questions for God? I know you ask me a lot of questions after these devotionals sometimes, so I'm hoping to get some from you now.
Well, I do speak to God in my head sometimes, but I don't really answer that much questions.
You don't really ask him that many questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to share an example of a question that you did ask God?
Well, I asked him once, when will you talk to me?
I love that question. Because you know what? Most grown-ups ask that question still. Because a lot of the time, God doesn't answer us like regular people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what does that feel like to you? Do you feel like God has answered you in like a different way maybe?
Yeah, but I think when I go to heaven, he would tell me he would answer all of the questions I told him.
I think that's totally true. I think the Bible also says that God wants to know us now, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're asking him those questions in your head, do you ever feel anything maybe inside of you that God is sort of answering you in a way or giving you a feeling that feels like an answer?
Sometimes, like when I ask some questions, I don't really feel it that much.
Okay, well, that's totally fine. But sometimes you do. That's cool. And so there are times where like you ask God a question in your head and you kind of feel that God is like, I like that question, or like he gives you like a yes answer or a no answer or what? Can you think of an example?
I kind of think when he would talk to me, he says yes.
Says yes a lot to you?
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. Let's see, should we dig into another part of this?
We could go to another page.
Well, that would be a different devotional. So I want to stick on one. Do you want to just stick on the one?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about how it says that this is true for adults too, that it requires trust, that, you know, it can be difficult, even for grown-ups when we're not sure that we're hearing from God? So how does that make you feel when you think, I don't know what God thinks? I don't know, like I asked God a question and he's not answering me. Like how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel at all like, is God really there or anything like that?
It makes me feel like, is God not near me? And like, is he somewhere else?
I love that answer. So there are some super big words in the Bible that mean some things about who God is and what he's like. And one of them is omnipotent, which means he's super powerful, like all powerful. Mm-hmm. And another one is omnipresent, which means he can be everywhere all at once. Isn't that wild? So he's never unable to hear you, right? He can always hear you. So if he doesn't answer you, it's not because he doesn't hear you or mm-hmm. because he needs time. It's because he probably is waiting for you to either ask the right question or he just wants to wait before he answers you. That's my experience. I know a lot of grownups, they'll ask God something and they'll ask him over and over again for years sometimes. And then finally they'll see that, you know, he'll answer. It's weird, but God does things in his own timing. Have you ever felt like that's happened? That like you asked God a question over and over again and you didn't feel like God was doing anything for a long time, but then all of a sudden he did?
Sometimes, but that usually happens like when I go to sleep in the middle of the night.
Give me an example.
Like when I would go to bed and I would try to talk to him, but he would never, I feel like he wouldn't answer me
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
But then he does eventually, or?
I mean, I don't know if he would answers me because I can't hear him in my head.
Right, right, right. But you do feel like he answers you in another way eventually or something?
Like I said, when you go to heaven, he might tell you all of the answers.
That is true. I'm just trying to get, I guess, a little bit of what's God like now until we get to heaven for you as a kid. So that's what I want these devotionals to be about, just because I don't remember. And actually, I didn't know God when I was a little boy. When I was 8, not even close, because I was going through some stuff. My parents were about to get divorced, which, you know, your mom and I love each other very much, and so we're not going to do that. But I was going through a hard time with my parents, and they didn't take us to a Christian church, so we didn't really know about this kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's super cool to watch you guys as we teach you guys biblical things, and hopefully you have an encounter with God yourself. It's okay if you don't, right? We're just talking. And I just love your answers. Do you want to talk about anything else about these questions, or maybe questions that you feel like have never been answered, and maybe I could help answer one? Because, you know, we have the Bible, and the Bible gives us some answers. You want to ask me something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, sit up. Talk into the microphone.
How are crayons made?
How are crayons made? Well, that's a human thing. God created the earth with a lot of resources, and we've managed to create a lot of stuff. But what do you think is like a God question that maybe I could only find in the Bible?
How is snow made?
You know what? That's a little better. Let's see. Well, you're talking a little bit about the different forms of water, right? There's the gas, like, when it evaporates, and, you know, it'll kind of sit up in the clouds for a while.
How does snow be a thing? Like, where does it come from?
Yeah, well, so the water gets kind of sucked up into the clouds, and then when the weather gets a certain temperature, and then it releases them again, they come down as
snow,
like, you know, soft, flaky snow, or sometimes it could be harder, like ice balls, and we call that hail. And that's when you pull your car into the garage so you don't get dents in your car.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though. I like that. How is snow made? And snowflakes, right?
Yeah.
You ever see like how just two different snowflakes can be so different and so beautiful and so tiny? And you're like, how does God do that? He's got to be a part of that stuff.
Yeah, I saw the design at school. I went to school with my coat on, and then there was this little snowflake that came onto me, and then I looked closely. It was like this crazy cool design.
Yeah. So does that make you feel like maybe that's God dropping a little
angel
pretty snowflake on your
tiny angel?
There are angels, yeah.
Oh.
But we don't talk to angels, right? Angels are sent to protect us and guide us, but we talk to God, either the Father or Jesus or his spirit, right? The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we feel the spirit, and they also can kind of share roles. Sometimes Jesus says, hey, I'm just like the Father. So, you know, you can talk to me about that kind of stuff too. It's kind of neat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the very beginning, God used the Holy Spirit a lot to create things like all the water and the land and stuff like that and the people. And then when Jesus died, the Holy Spirit does a lot in our hearts. Saves us, shows us what's right and wrong, and sometimes I think just makes us feel loved. Sometimes I need that. Have you ever felt love from God? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you describe it?
Like, sometimes when something bad happens, I would think, like, how does God love me and stuff?
Uh-huh.
To, like, know how I can get loved by God.
Uh-huh. So is it maybe, like, in moments when you don't feel as loved by me or your mom or your sister? And then you're like,
yeah,
I need some love because I'm not getting it from anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do that too. Because sometimes I don't even feel loved by your mom. Or you guys. And sometimes I have to turn to God and say, you know, I'm not really feeling any love from anybody. Can I get some love? And we were just listening to the three things eternal, right, in the car? The message that I gave at your school?
Mm-hmm.
The three things eternal, right? Yeah. God, his Bible, and people. How people let us down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when people let us down, when we don't feel loved by the people that should love us the best and the most.
Mm-hmm.
We turn to God because he's the one that doesn't let us down. He's the only thing that's perfect. The only being that's perfect. There is no perfect person. We will all let each other down at some point.
Yeah.
I've said things to you that I've had to say sorry for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've had to say sorry to me and your sister, and we'll have to keep doing that, right? Because we'll keep making mistakes. And we don't give up on each other. But we remember that we can't be everything for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But God can. God can give us whatever we need. Well, I feel like we might be toward the end here. Anything else that you want to say?
No, not really.
Not really? Well, was this fun for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do it again. Pick another devotional. Maybe we'll read it before and you can have a little more time to think on your answers.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think it's awesome that you're on here because the people that listen to this show are other dads like me and some moms. And we're all just trying to love Jesus and be great dads and be great husbands. And so this is very real to talk about this with you.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for being on here. I love you.
Love you.
All right. This is the Boxless Nutshell. I am James Arthur. This is Dash. And those are our Boxless Views in a Nutshell. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.